News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's our Monday update from United Way of the Brazos Valley, and Allison has brought a guest.
I do. I have Alcee Bond with us. She's our board chair. She also works for the City of Bryan. And last week I talked a little bit about, campaign is wrapping up, that we talked about the value of United Way and how we're working to change the community. Our community campaign is the opportunity for residents to support United Way through pledged giving through their workplace or through a one-time gift directly to United Way. So I brought Alcee today so she can talk a little bit, from a employer standpoint, is from an employee standpoint, why she values United Way, as well as from a city perspective, why the cities enjoy United Way in this community as well.
Well, and Alcee's no stranger to WTAW, but compare and contrast what you do with the City of Bryan. I see a lot of overlap that applies to United Way of the Brazos Valley.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you, Allison. Yes, you're correct. I manage a department called Community Development, and in that process, we provide federal funds directly to programs that support public service agencies, very similar to what United Way does. United Way takes it a little step further in that their planning is strategically placing those funds around financial education, health education, and
education
itself. Sorry, I almost forgot that. And to directly impact in a community way the issues that are going on in our community. From a board perspective, we have stood behind these three different initiatives. We think there's a lot of value in partnering throughout the community with other entities in the community, other nonprofits, both of the cities, to look towards really making an impact around these three different areas. The city does engage in the United Way campaign. We've always done that over the past several years. We think it's very important to support our local United Way, and we have a very strong campaign. But today I would really like to emphasize to the community, it's not just those pledge donations. It's that one-time gift, that opportunity that you have to really be a part, a very exciting part of what United Way is doing as a leader in our community. I think that people sometimes forget that above and beyond an employer's campaign, that they can give anytime to United Way. And whether it's $1 or $5 or $10, it's extremely important that you do take that opportunity to be a part of what we're trying to do in the community.
Alcee Bond, Allison Prince with United Way of the Brazos Valley with us. Alcee, just to continue what you started there about the consideration, at least, of doing more. In your particular set of circumstances, it's obvious about your support as an individual, so why have you taken it to another step to agree to be on the board, and now even more so with the leadership position that you have?
Well, thank you for asking that. I think I was just looking back the other day on my life in general, and I've always thought that service to our community is probably the most important thing you can do. It's satisfying. It's important. You're making a difference. You're impacting change. Just personally, my job and my role at the city does that, as well as the volunteer work that I do in the community. Being on the board of United Way is extremely important to me because I get to see that change put in place. I get to meet with fellow board members that feel the same way about our community, and we do have an extremely strong board right now that is very engaged in what United Way is doing, that is looking forward to the measurements that we're looking from our agencies and from our staff and from our volunteers. It's the agencies that we fund are very, very important, but United Way has taken that one step further, engaging in our community and other leaders in our community, the school districts, private industry. We're looking at ways to really focus in on that impact. And to me, that's been a lifelong dream of mine, a passion of mine. I consider what I do in life almost like a ministry.
And while you and the other members of the board have a commonality, you all come at it from different life perspectives and different professional perspectives.
Very much so. There, we have a very diverse board. We have representation from Texas A&M. We have bankers. We have private industry. We have agencies. We have, of course, the cities. And so everybody does their role. Everybody plays a part. They bring their background. They bring their professional expertise. They bring their heart. They bring their passion. They bring their history. Everything all rolled into one as a group. And we did a strategic planning session a few months ago over several months and really decided that the focus on health and education and financial stability was of the most value to our community. And as a group, it was very interesting because of that diversity and of the different areas that people represent on the board. We all came together and came to that same conclusion.
And so the pressure that you would inherently put as a board on, looking, nodding over here to Allison and the staff, but how much of that pressure do you place on yourselves as board members to perform, to get the word out, which you hope then translates into contributions?
I think this board is very successful and taking a leadership role. We have several different very key committees, like the Resource Development Committee, which is primarily the campaign. We have our Financial Committee. We have Branding and Communications Committee. And each person, each board member really takes it upon themselves to work with staff, to work with other volunteers in the community, to come together to engage and be a leader with that different committee and the roles and the responsibilities of that committee. I think many people go out and talk about United Way, let their employers know how they feel about United Way, let their community members that they're associated with, whether it be other civic organizations or the church they belong to, the school districts where their kids go to school. I think that this board, more than ever, is out there speaking of a United Way as a leader in our community to impact change.
And then, Allison, what's the pressure like you put on the board?
Well, you know, it hasn't had to be a ton because they have taken such ownership over the last few years. And it's so nice to work with a group of really community volunteers who give so much. I mean, Alcee comes to our office so frequently. She's probably ready for her term as board chair to come to an end because she's at our office pretty frequently. Even when she wasn't board chair, though, she was quite a bit in other capacities for different committee service. Alcee's one of those that just really jumps in and takes on a lot and does an amazing job and always makes me wonder how she gets it all done so well. But we have, but Alcee's just one of those. We have several board members that do that and are serve on multiple committees or meet with me throughout the week for a variety of different things. It's really great to work with volunteers who believe so passionately in the organization and how we've come, Alcee talked about this through our strategic planning process, how we've really come to a consensus that, you know, things are talked about from a very strategic standpoint. And if it doesn't fit with our strategic plan, sometimes we say, well, is that the right thing we need to be doing? And what's the value that we're really getting out of this? How are we really changing the community with this work if it's not aligning with our strategic plan, if it's not aligning with the visions that we're trying to carry forward for this organization, and even more so than the organization, for the community? Our regional bold goals look at things that we want to address in the community over the next 5 years, and we'll be talking about those more and more in the coming months. But those are things that it's going to take more than just United Way. And so we have to be very strategically focused and then position ourselves with the right partners to make these things happen. We can't do it alone. It's kind of at the board level. Alcee talked about that, all of the board members bringing their own strengths and experiences and history to the table. It's like that on addressing community issues as well, that it's going to take working across industry, across sectors, and coming to the table, focusing on some core goals for the community and each person stepping up or each entity stepping up and saying, this is what I can do to contribute and to make, to impact change in this community. So it's like that at the board level. It's like that at the community level. It's even like that at the staff level, where we really have to work together. We really think of ourselves as a convener of issues and bringing the right people together to make that happen.
And Elsie's just shaking her head along the way. Is it, I mean, how positive, I'm answering my own question, but how often there are organizations where everything is not on the same frequency?
Well, I would hope that I could say that that isn't the case, but sometimes it is. I think any nonprofit goes through growing pains as they get different board members and people bring their different backgrounds to that particular board. And that's the case with United Way as well. But what I see with United Way as a leader is the choice of the board members and their dedication to United Way and making a change in the community has been utmost in their mind. They may, you know, you may have issues, you address those issues and you move on and you do what the mission is about, which is, you know, helping people, making that impact, you know, creating that change and being a leader in the community. So I do think that there are any organizations that sometimes everybody's not on the same page. I just don't see that with this one.
Well, and to have differing opinions, that's not a bad thing.
No, not at all. No, it's not. It's everybody can have different opinions. What's important is the end result, that you work out your differences, that you come to an agreement, a conclusion that everybody can feel good about. And that strategic plan that we developed really helped us get there. You know, going into a planning session over several hours, anybody could go, well, I don't really know what's going on here. But when you come out on the end and you're all in agreement and we're supporting those three different areas around the key issues in our community, it really makes you feel good about being a part of that.
The community campaigns continuing to wind down, but there's still time to make a difference.
There is still time. You know, we still have about 9-10 weeks or so left in campaign for people to make their gifts. So employers, if you'd still like to host a workplace campaign and be a part of this work, you're welcome to do that. Individuals, if you'd like to give to United Way, you're still welcome to do that. You can do that by either calling our office, 696-4483. You can go to our website, uwbv.org. There's a little button in the right-hand corner, top right-hand corner, that says donate. Really, really simple one-page process to make your gift. It can even be a reoccurring gift if you'd like to do it that way. Or you can go to our Facebook page and learn a little bit more. You can also donate through our Facebook page, or you can text your gift. If you'd like to text, you can text one word, Stronger United, that's one word, to the number 41444, and you'll get a link to complete your gift that way.
Appreciate the visit.
Thank you.
Elsie Bond, Allison Prince, United Way of the Brazos Valley, with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.